Just a reminder, you can watch full episodes on my app or join me at joycemeyer.org. I'll see you soon. One of the hardest things that I've ever had to do, and I think if you have a business or a ministry, you'll understand this, is getting to a certain point of growth. And the people that helped me here, get to here, can't go to here. Man, it is so painful to have to leave those people behind. So painful. And one of the hardest things for me was having to let people go that helped me in the beginning, but could not take me. They didn't have the skill to take me to where God wanted me to go. In all of my years in ministry, I've only had one person ever come to me and say, they were in charge of a department. There was about 10 people when they started, and that was about 50. And they said, you know what? This has got beyond my skill level. I can't do this right. I would love to stay at the ministry, but I'm not really qualified to run this department anymore. I had so much respect for that person because most people would not do that. They would keep trying to do something that they weren't qualified to do, and all it would do would be hold us back. We couldn't go on. Let me tell you something. It's important to know what you can do, but sometimes it's even more important to know what you can't do. Did you notice this morning I wasn't part of the worship team? Didn't anybody know? They didn't invite me to sing. But I tried. I tried to learn how to play guitar, and my fingers are so short. I think they're cute, but they're short. I just couldn't do it. And not only that, I failed music in school, so why would I even want to try to do that? And so you grow spiritually, your business grows, your ministry grows in degrees. How many of you understand that? You grow for a while, you come to a stopping point, and when you're at that stopping point, sometimes you're like, well, God, I don't understand. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Well, sometimes God is trying to deal with you about something that needs to change, something that needs to go. And until you let him have his way, until you let him have his way, you'll stay right where you're at. You know why? Because God's not going to change his mind. I can't tell if you like this or not, but I'll just keep it up anyway. Do you know, Jesus very often took Peter, James, and John with him to places where he didn't take everybody else. See, he knew what part of the crowd to take and what part to leave behind, even at certain events. And part of the reason he did that may have been he was trying to train them for what they were going to do in the future, but part of it may have been that some of the things that he was doing, like when he went in to raise a little dead girl or heal the sick, he had to be surrounded by people that had faith. You can't surround yourself with a bunch of people that are full of unbelief and ever get to where you want to go, because they'll drag you down. They'll discourage you. And you need people to encourage you. Is there anybody that thinks that maybe I'm right and God is speaking to you this morning, that maybe, just maybe, one of your biggest problems is who you're hanging out with? All right, well, good. This is good. We got about 75% of the crowd. I have to say, I'm impressed. I must have heard from God. Matthew 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and he led them up a high mountain by themselves. Now remember, he took these three guys and left the others, I guess, at the foot of the mountain. Can you be left out and have a good attitude? Boy. And there he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Wow. And just then there appeared before them Moses, Elijah, stood there talking with Jesus. And Peter, bless his heart, he just, I don't know, Peter's my favorite because I'm a lot like Peter. And Peter says, I can just see Peter. He got all excited. Oh, Lord, this is good. This is good for us to be here. I'll tell you what. I'll build three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. I don't know what he thought. He's going to stick them in a little hut and they're just going to stay there. I mean, isn't that a strange thing? I'll build these little huts and... And then Jesus said to them when they were going down the mountain, I want you to get this. He said, do not tell anybody. Oh my gosh. Now, do you know how hard it must have been for them to go back to those other disciples and not say, guys, you would not believe what we just saw. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you a ministry that nobody prays for. The ministry of obscurity. You say, well, what do you mean by that? One where you're hidden. You're being tested to see if you're going to be faithful. But the hidden years in your life are the birthplace of greatness. Did you hear me? You know where I got the right to stand up here today? Those 5 years that I did the home Bible studies and the 5 years I worked for somebody else and the 10 years that I ran around all over creation and taught these little tiny meetings and was faithful and had serious financial needs and worked until I thought I don't even know. Dave and I talk about it. I don't even know how we worked as hard as we worked and survived. And I didn't have an arena full of people clapping when I got up. So we always want to be the one that people are clapping for, but what if you never are? Will you be faithful wherever God puts you? Whether it's big or small, seen or unseen. You know, we have a problem in our society today. We want to count everything. How many followers do you have on Facebook? And this is the one I love. I have 3,000 friends on Facebook. Well, if that's your definition of a friend, come on. I mean, don't even call them that. Man, you got to be careful with Facebook and all this stuff because there is so much garbage that people put on there. And people talking about stuff they don't have any idea about. Gossiping and telling stuff and spreading rumors. And can I tell you something? Do not believe everything you read. I don't know, it's been about 4 years ago, somebody put on there that I died. And we were getting all these calls, people crying, our Joyce is dead. I had to get on Facebook and say, guess what? I'm not dead. I mean, just stupid stuff. And can I tell you something? Look at me. You don't have time for stupid. You just don't have time for stupid. I mean, I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but every day we get closer to whenever it is. And you just don't have any time for stupid stuff or gossip or criticism or people telling tales or backbiting. Grumblers, complainers.
Want to hear more from Joyce on this topic? We've got you covered. Visit us in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today.